Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting the training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fast budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show,
right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna with the hiccups here. Anyway, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours and 45-ish minutes. I am not alone tonight. We have Kayla joining us here. And in the, was it the third hour? Let me see if I wrote it down right. Oh, I didn't even write it down. Okay. So, I believe we have a couple of attorneys today in the third hour discussing the latest on some lawsuits in California. So, I look forward to that. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and we will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Kayla in here right now.
Kayla's evening, our everybody.
All right. So what's the word out there on those mean streets?
Depends. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the Trump stuff? You want to start with economics? The reverend's back in the news, the one who wants to go for children under 12 and younger. And he's saying everything that they said was taken out of context and edited.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's how it works.
If I can find it, there is some people actually looking into the Reverend himself and the landing spot, which is the LGBTQ+ support group for teens that he's trying to start, which is supposed to be a nonprofit.
I'm still trying to find a 3-year-old that is demanding that they get their weenies whacked.
No, that's just the parents. Oh, my baby picked up a blue bottle instead of pink. She must be a he. I literally have a memory when I was younger of a woman when I went to, do you know what Golden Corral is?
No, of course. Yeah, we have a couple out here.
Okay, so yeah, I went to there with my family once. And I was still a little kid at this time, and I remember looking over at the table next to us, and it was a little boy, probably about the same age as me, 6 or 7, dressed as a girl, and he was not happy with it. His mom told him, no, you're going to dress like this. Don't backtalk. I don't know what the situation was, but that stuck with me forever. Yeah, children know. They don't want to be something they're not. But if you feed the delusion, they're going to believe it at the same time. Let's see.
Yeah, well, I strongly believe that we're under Satan's thumb right now. So that's what I see. That's why the United States has to be taken down. They have to go after Christians. They're going to blame Christians for the total collapse. Just like Germany blamed it on Jewish people, they're going to blame it on Christians.
Whatever you need to do in order to get the people behind you, right?
That's what they plan on. Well,
you're
just
not
think
wrong.
That China bans all religions. So you're not allowed to have religion in China. And they're going to lead the New World Order now.
Yeah, they're about to take over the global economy, like the world currency.
Japan signed on with them, and they've been mortal enemies for decades. Mexico signed up to be with them because everybody knows that Brandon's a joke. So they're just think, in 3 years, we go from having the strongest economy in the world to basically going under because we had to have Brandon.
Honestly, while I don't like him, I think he's just a symptom of deeper stuff. But I am curious, is Brandon waking people up?
No, like, he's waking people up, that's for sure.
Oh, I found the article that I was talking about. I'm going to send that to you. But as of right now that I know of, Saudi Arabia is also cutting back production of their oil, which is going to affect our dollar. They're signing on with, was it Russia or China?
Yeah.
Put simply, people, gas is about to go higher again.
Yeah, and the sad thing is that we could just drill our own oil, and by August we would be back in business again. But can't have that. The world's going to take advantage of us.
I mean, we let it, to be fair. We have completely ignored our duty as the American people, not even the Constitution necessarily, but the government was set up in a way a farmer could just go and actually play a part in politics and keep things honest. But we've let that ability, not that ability necessarily, just let that privilege go to people who want to do nothing but use our country to line their own pockets at the end of the day. So we need to get more active out there. See.
So,
have you heard about the restrictions?
Go ahead. What's that?
I was going to ask if you've been researching the Restrict Act they're trying to publish or push.
Oh, I've discussed it quite often here. What would you like to know?
Well, what little I've been able to find, Bill 686, basically we're going to be able to be charged and thrown in jail for making any type of thing the government decides they disagree with online. Whether you start up a whole new site for your business, if someone that is buying from you from a different country, they're going to start looking into that. They can start spying on us basically from Facebook, the doorbell, your gaming system. Like,
yeah, anything with a spy device on it, right.
When I try to bring up topics like this to some people, they're just like, well, they already spy on me with my phone. I can leave that at home if I need to, but they want to do everything. People now have cars with smart devices in them. Their radios have smart devices. Their watches are smart devices. And it's possible you can go to jail if you say something they don't agree with. But then they also want to make it illegal to have a VPN. Which
yeah,
I don't even understand. I was just going to say, I don't understand that one. Please continue.
Yeah, because they want to monitor and spy on you in real time.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about VPNs. They're supposed to ping your address through multiple computers, right? So that way you're not as easily findable.
Well, yeah, many of us have computer programs to stop spammers and scammers from getting our IP address, because if you're not using a VPN, somebody can SWAT you. Things like that.
Oh, I heard they're trying to make a bill. I don't remember if it's in Ohio or where spotting will be considered illegal to pull on somebody who doesn't actually deserve it.
It's already supposed to be illegal, but It's not,
Fourth Amendment.
Not taking it seriously.
No, really not. And the thing with the Restrict Act that I'm really stuck on is that the president will be able to assign or appoint a communications secretary who then can go on and make a committee that we, the people, do not get to vote on. We don't even get to know who. And if you file
right.
a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act, against them, that could also land you in trouble because you're not allowed to do that. They will be very protected, and then they're going to censor whatever they want as outcomes, and then we're no longer distant from Nazi Germany.
We're at a cross between current China and Nazi Germany. But the only difference is that pretty soon we're going to have Venezuela or Zimbabwe currency. That's the only difference. So they plan on really getting us good. And all we're doing is making sure our trans people are getting preferential treatment. That's where we're at.
Oh, I know. What is that? Duvernay, Dylan Mulvaney, who's now a woman. Is a TikTok trans star who's now a spokesperson for Bud Light and Nike leggings for the women's spot for Nike specifically, which, wow, I'm not going to get over that particular topic. I don't think I ever will, that non-women are now being considered Woman of the Year. What was it? They also denied, which state was it? Crap. Illinois?
West Virginia was the one that denied the banning of male athletes in women's sports.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy. So up in Canada, a man went in I didn't know at the time, there was already a man claiming to be a woman who was doing these sports for the last couple of years, and he went in and shattered that person's records in like 30 seconds to show how ridiculous it is. I think I said it before, I'll say it again. If you want to compete in sports, you're not going to see a woman turned into a man competing in the Olympics. They will never win if they are. And then they need their own categories, at the very least. Oh, that actually took me off topic a little bit from what I was going to say. We'll circle back to it if I remember.
Okay.
Not that he circle back girl or anything. On the Restrict Act, people, we need to actually call our representatives. We need to make sure they know we do not want this law. I don't remember what I got.
There are certain people that you can call and they don't care.
Oh, no, there are a lot of them. The moment they hear you support this candidate or that candidate, some people literally just shut down on me when I'm talking. It's like, oh, well, you're obviously non-biased. So on the topic of the currency, when you said we'll be having a different one from, like, a different country, so I didn't know about this, but last year in 2020, there was Representative Alexander Mooney, Republican from West Virginia, I believe. He presented a bill. Joe Manchin. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, that's the senator from West Virginia? Or there's another guy named Mnuchin.
I don't know if this is a senator. I just know he's a Republican from West Virginia.
Okay. Manchin is not a Republican.
Okay. I just know, introduced 10-7-2022, H.R. 9157 is a bill that they want to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold and for other purposes. Basically a bill that would put the dollar back on the gold standard, but they haven't done anything with it that was introduced. It's never even gone to the House. none of it, from what I've been able to see so far. And that, I don't know, it's like they want to see us crash. They want to see this.
Well, yeah, because that's how we give China the power. They have to have us crash, and there are people on the inside that are pushing as hard as they can to make us crash. That's what Brandon was, that's what he was brought in for. He wasn't brought in for peace and prosperity. He was here for the implosion.
Oh, yeah, he was here to continue both Bush's and Obama's work. And Hillary was supposed to complete it, but Trump got in and derailed that, so now he's in here, which is the reason why they completely undid everything Trump did day one of Biden's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple articles I read on MSN, I found one article on there I'll talk a little bit about later, but I will never give them the time of day. They just lied in the very first statement. But anyway. These MSN articles, which I can send you later, talk about the inevitable serious economic threat. This particular story is by Kayla Bailey. Her article goes on to state, during an appearance on Fox and Friends weekend, Beer Bar Economics editor John Carney warned the dollar's feeble valuation could be a serious threat to the U.S.'s influence on global economy. Anyone paying attention to see that?
Yeah, well, and just think, in the meantime, we have California. They're about to sign on to give every black person in California $7.8 million a year. And then
Why?
They're working on a bill to give all the trans and LGBTQP+ people their stipends for their discriminations. And they're trying to set it up where everybody else in America will pay all the Californians. So if you're trans and in California, don't worry. Someone from New York or West Virginia or Ohio, they will fund you.
Oh, God. So first, with the giving black people the millions of dollars a year, reparations
yeah.
have been paid in the And then secondly, how is it that they're going to be able to pass this and be like, well, okay, so as you said, people in Ohio can help. How are we supposed to sit here and accept that? Like, no,
oh.
I've never owned a slave.
Well,
the last slave was
owned. If when that goes through and the LGBTQP T+ goes through, between the both of them, every American will owe something like $144,000 or $142,000 a year per. Well, that's a family. Never mind. That's a per family. They say the average person will have to pay about $71,000 a year to make up all for all these reparations. And they're
so
okay if everybody in America goes bankrupt. It's okay as long as they get paid.
Mm-hmm. My entire thing on that is, what about Irish slaves? What about the Nordic slaves? Like,
what about the black
people
that owned Irish slaves?
Right? Well, North Carolina had one of the biggest, I believe it was North Carolina, I could be wrong in the state, but they had one of the most richest black people who owned the most slaves in the state. I just don't.
Well, they're okay with that. Just think, you get to give Michael Jordan money because of slavery and how he paid the price already for not being able to make it.
Did he actually make this statement? Like, are you being serious?
No, I'm serious. If you, like LeBron James, he lives in California. You're going to pay
That's
him.
True.
Because he didn't have as many opportunities.
God, this got into a slight debate today over someone who was telling me I was being a Karen and showing my privilege because I shared a video of this professor who I think is brilliant. He's asking an entire classroom full of college students what they think about white privilege and all of that. All I did was share mm-hmm. this because of the questions he asked are actually thought-provoking. And honestly, all of the responses of everyone in that classroom terrified me for the youth of this country. Different topic, though. So he goes on to ask these really thought-provoking questions and brings up statistics like, did you know 40 million Americans are more poor in this country than any of the other ethnicities that are here?
Mm-hmm.
And people still want to say, well, you have white privilege. But anyways, I shared this article or this, technically it was a whole classroom he recorded. And this person's attacking me, as I said, telling me I'm a Karen. It's my white privilege showing it exists. I can't say it doesn't. And I was like, I thought this particular channel I was going through was supposed to be open-minded to these things, but no. So they started telling me I was unbright. And I was like, so you're telling me I'm stupid and unintelligent because I'm sharing a video of someone asking these questions? Okay, that tells me things are extremely divided. Even worse than I thought, to be quite honest. Well, I will send that video, though, because I like it.
We can take a caller right now.
Okay.
So, up on Skype as the Godfather, so go ahead and tell us what you got, sir.
Can you guys hear me to begin with?
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I've heard you. Yeah, I've heard you say that twice. Can you hear me okay? I'm on my headset.
I don't know
computer,
how else to tell
sure
you I can
working.
Hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
So go for it.
I was just going to jump in on this transgender thing. And I'm wondering, why are people talking about this so much? I'm hearing myself twice on this thing. Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, we don't hear it, so it's on you. But go ahead, if you can go ahead, go for it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting used to it now. Yeah, the question stands, you know, why is it people are so into this transgender thing? Why are we so focused on it?
Of marketing is going for it, and the goal is transhumanism, to get people, because if you could transition from one gender to another and have the gender walls completely gone, and then everybody goes on the metaverse, we won't be repopulating the planet anymore. We'll just be on a computer. That's the goal. That's the stated goal. They want humans to give up their carbon to save the Earth, and we just go live on a computer.
So that's the answer. We're just going to live on our computers?
That's what the metaverse was made for.
Well,
the goal
is
to turn us into robots. A robot doesn't care about gender.
No, what did you call that? Metaphysics or something like that?
Metaverse.
What is that?
That is perpetrated by Facebook.
Say that again.
Metaverse is currently something that's being pushed by Facebook. It is supposed to be virtual reality, and they're going to continuously expand upon it so people can make money and own property in the metaverse. So they're dedicating their life to this virtual reality instead of actual reality. I have a different viewpoint on the transgender topic when it comes to that.
Shoot.
So I genuinely believe that the transgender thing is happening to, A, confuse people. If you don't know what your own gender is, how are you going to know what time of day it is at this point?
Uh-huh.
You, on top of that, you have to go from, they are getting special privileges, which are interesting. They're saying that there is oppressed and people are fawning over them, wanting to help them, to hear them out, but then they want more and more and more. Have you ever read 1984 by Roswell or Orwell? Sorry.
No, it's okay. Is that the book about the end of the world?
More so end of society, but yeah, he goes in to explain that there would be stuff like this happening just to keep people distracted. And honestly, I think that's what that is. One part I can see from a woman's standpoint, this Dylan DuVernay or whatever the name is, Mulvaney, he, she is taking over women's places, which infuriates women. Now there are men in women's sports. Women are now furious and focused on that. We're not focused on the economy. We're not focused on what's happening in politics. We're focused on the fact we're getting screwed, basically, because women no longer have value except as birthing people, which takes away an entire gender's identity, leaves us on the fringe, and then men themselves, it confuses them. It takes away more of the masculinity. We have less fighters in our country because they want to go and dress pretty.
I'm sorry for laughing.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So now, this is interesting to me. So you're saying that because these guys wanted to run around in dresses, that it's taking away from women's womanhood?
No. Okay, so from my perspective, I've had multiple men on this subject approach me and basically be like, well, you can't say they're not a woman. Yes, I can. Biology tells me they're not women. In 100 years, when their body gets dug up, they're not going to see the bones of a female. They're going to see the bones of a male or vice versa, depending upon which way they went.
Unless
they're
not
going to know what to subscribe to.
Unless they mutilated themselves.
You can't mutilate your bones like that.
No, well, I know, but I was talking about
lie.
The other bone. Huh?
The Adam's apple does not lie.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree. Yeah, it's true.
But no, women or men dressing as women, I don't think is taking away from who we are. I think that's actually, again, I've actually seen drag shows. I think they're hilarious. And if that's what you do once you turn a certain age, fine. That's perfectly fine. But your body doesn't complete or stop growing 100% until you're roughly 23 years old, depending upon if you're a male or female. So your brain chemistry is still growing, and they want to put children and teenagers on hormone blockers, which we already know going through puberty, that already is something that confuses you, scares you. It's a whole new experience. And then they want to add these puberty blockers and teach you, you're not this, you're that.
Right, but here's the argument, or one of the arguments. One of the arguments is, you know, if you think about it, women can run around in men's clothes and nobody says anything. And a lot of women do. A lot of women have a strong male side. Nobody says anything. But the minute a guy comes up and does a twang and sounds gay, he's all of a sudden put into a category, and he in the wrong neighborhood, he can get hurt. So there's their argument. They're saying, you know, I'm a different person because I'm being treated badly. They say no dead air on the radio. I'm joshing you here.
No, you're fine. Well, yes, there are people out there who are going to be treated badly based on what they do. I know.
I mean, that's the argument. I'm just throwing the argument out there with you. You know, they're saying that they're being hurt. In other words, because they have some kind of hormonal imbalance. That's what this is a hormonal imbalance.
That's not properly being taken care of.
I don't know if they could. Actually, I mean, they keep that. Well, they're trying to, and it's may. Have you ever been on hormones? I've been on male hormones. When I took them, they made me crazy. They made me want to have sex. I'm just going to keep this generic. As a male, right? I just want to have sex all the time or fight. That's what it made me feel like, and I stopped taking them. I'm just saying, does anybody know what taking hormones is like? Because it screwed me up, and I took male hormones, and I'm a guy.
Yeah, and they want to push that on children.
I wasn't going there yet. I was really going with the thinking, you know. How can you make good decisions when these things are, you know, making you bat, you know, what, crazy?
Well, supposedly the recent Nashville shooter was a female transitioning to a male, and they don't want to talk about the therapy or hormones that person was on.
No,
I'm wondering, I want to know, did that have anything to play in their decision, like any role whatsoever?
I think you're right. You know, I didn't look into this, but it makes absolute sense to me, because any doctor that is worth his salt is going to know that putting hormones, that's why I brought up me in this. You know, I'm a guy. I took male hormones. It made me nuts. That's not supposed to happen. When I took them, I thought, oh, okay, well, no big deal. The doc wants me to take them. He had reasons. But I, you know, my gauge, my monitor, you know, said there shouldn't be any problem here. You're a guy. These should just, you know, assimilate into your body. And they did not. You know, they made me feel extremely uncomfortable. They made me feel like fighting. And they made me want to have sex all the time, which wasn't a bad thing. So why would they want to bring this up? It changes a person's thinking.
Well, it does. It changes everything. And as you said, you yourself are male. They're putting you on male hormones, and it made you more aggressive, more virile. It made you more... Would I be wrong in saying it made you more animalistic, more so?
No, not at all. Not at all.
How easy would it be to manipulate somebody under that kind of influence?
What kind of manipulation are you talking about?
Oh. My personal thoughts on the shooter and therapy in general. I think they use therapy systems to try and find more easily persuadable people to do things, the people who are in charge, the bad people, whoever they may be at this point in time.
So are you saying that this person was manipulated by who?
I'm saying I want to know if they were. And I want to know, from your perspective, do you think a person would be more manipulated on hormones? Is it a possibility? That's all I'm asking.
Well, I mean, if your end goal is to have somebody running around shooting people with a gun, or let's you know, so I really, you know, I hear this a lot on the internet, you know, that's, you know, talking about people and death and stuff like that is really probably a dead end, I think. But you know, do they? If you're talking about people that want to manipulate someone into being so angry that they can't think, sure, absolutely. That's like taking some kind of antidepressant. That's going to change your thinking.
Well, you're not wrong there. I actually did that when I was about 22. I had to be on Paxil for depression, and I blacked out. I became way more angry. So, yeah, I could see that.
So you know what this is like. So you know what that's like.
Yeah. But I've
so
never
now
done
let me ask you, why are you asking me this question about them being manipulated into doing this?
Well, no, no, no. I was asking you if you thought, from your perspective of having done the hormones before, if it would be something that could be done.
You mean if not, could I have been manipulated because I was in that state of mind? Of course I could have been.
Okay. That's all I was asking.
I mean, yes. I mean, I don't want to make that sound trite, but it's like, why would it sounds like somebody's like trying to set me up so that I can go out and do something terrible by giving me male hormones, because I don't think that's what the doctors are doing. I don't think because that is the question here. Why would doctors knowingly give people these things? And with the knowledge that there's going to be some very bad ramifications that take place? That's the question, I think.
Well, in that perspective, you would also have to ask, why are doctors perfectly fine with pushing remdesivir? Why were they fine with pushing the COVID shot, knowing there are all these possible potential side effects? Doctors themselves do things because, A, it's their paycheck, and right now most of the good ones who would have been willing to fight for your freedom of choice in medical procedures, they were fired or put on back leave.
Well, you just brought up like about 10 subjects there.
Sorry, I was just... It's similar to me. It's very similar to me because doctors do it because it's their job. They're not going to sit there and try to manipulate somebody, but I've had a conversation with a doctor before about specific medicine,
right,
if they've gone in and actually done the research. And a lot of doctors will tell you, well, no, this is just what we're told to prescribe for this situation. My own aunt worked in the medical field, and she told me they taught you how to get parents in when they have a child under a certain age, so that way you can be sure they're going to keep coming in for the vaccine, for their welfare check. Like, the doctors don't know what they're giving you 100%. They don't know the chemicals. They don't know your body. They don't know how it's going to react.
See,
but
you
it's their job,
very,
and you think you're going to help.
You brought up a very complicated issue. You know, 100 years ago, like you said, you know, backwards, it wasn't this complicated. You went to the doctor, he gave you aspirin, he kicked you in the knee, and then he kicked you out of the office, and he hoped that you'd pay him. You know, now it has become so complex that, you know, it costs money. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about here, is that, you know, if I've got the money, I'm going to get good doctoring. I'm going to get a doctor that knows his medications. I'll stop there. You're bringing up you open a hornet's nest that can be, I mean, there's so many, you know, blamers, you know, people are, you know, pointing their fingers because they're angry because they know there's solutions out there, but they can't get them because they can't afford it. Is really what this is about, I think.
Well, just look, though, that
there he is.
When the COVID gene therapies came around, these doctors were making money hand over fist by making sure you got them.
You mean they're being paid for each shot?
Well, not just that, but if somebody got put in the hospital and they put a ventilator on them, regardless of whether they needed it or not, that was $31,000-$32,000 per day? That the hospital
my
made.
Cousin,
yeah, that they got paid to do things a certain way, without regard for human life.
You'd have, yeah, I'm a prove me kind of guy. You'd have to prove that to me. My first response.
Hey,
my knee-jerk response.
All the gene therapies are already. The proof doesn't lie. When people get a gene therapy and they're dead in a day and a half, do you think all of those were coincidences?
Were they if they were dead within a day and a half, then my guess is they were going to die anyway. So I take anything.
Yeah,
so
somebody with no heart problems that is an athlete all of a sudden dies after getting a gene therapy in a day and a half. I mean, are you here just to argue or I don't know what your intention is here.
No, I'm not here to argue, but if that's what you think, I'll get off your show right now.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Let me cut in. I have something to say real quick. Have you heard of Thomas Rands?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, well, if he is listening, look into Thomas Rands right now. He's actually working with the military on the DDoS system, reporting negative side effects from the military people in actual court hearings, like congressional sessions.
Yeah, I have a very short patience with liberals, just so you know. That's why I didn't really get involved.
No, that's completely okay. I'm trying to see from both sides of this perspective.
Hey, I wanted to give you some experience as well talking to people, so that was okay.
Trying to do the whole don't offend, but just listen and... Yeah, I might get.
Well, that's the thing, though, with a lot of liberals, and you learn after a while that people sometimes come in just to prove that they're better than you because they're liberal. And I'm not saying he said that necessarily, but I could tell just with the questions that was being asked. And I've been here too long. I don't have that patience anymore.
I would say an easy way to address the topic he brought up when it comes to the transgender.
But I'm going to go say it again just for all the people in the back, that if you think that all those deaths were coincidences by the hundreds of thousands, after all this data dumping has taken place, and now because so many people no longer trust Moderna and Pfizer, that they've resorted to putting the gene therapies inside the food. And if you don't want to believe that, you don't have to believe me. You just have to take 90 seconds and do a simple internet search.
I was actually going to bring that up, and I completely forgot about it. There's a bill in Missouri where they're trying to make it where any gene therapy from medicine to food has to be labeled and presented with all the possible side effects, and if it can even be transferred from one person to another if they happen to eat a mRNA vaccinated vegetable.
Well, there's a reason why Pfizer requested in the court to hold off on any of the data from hitting the internet for 75 years. Nobody in the history of the world has ever done something so great that they want to hide what they did from the public for 75 years.
Right, and they didn't even want to put, I mean, the actual insert is still blank.
It's blank.
It says intentionally left blank. But if you actually look at the court documents from the FOIA Act held against, I believe it was Pfizer specifically, 9 pages of side effects have been released, and the simple ones are like, oh, you might now have a weird skin rash for the rest of your life, to, oh, well, now you have myocarditis. Did you know all the herpes is possible? Like, this actual document admits you can get every single type of herpes and AIDS from these vaccines. And remember, AIDS is autoimmune disease. So it doesn't mean...
Yeah, so your white blood cells don't know how to act anymore and they die.
Mm-hmm. They can't
protect you. That's what it is.
Properly. You're not wrong. Your body basically turns on itself and kills itself. The spike protein alone. But that's what they're also trying to put inside of these mRNA foods, Frankenfoods now, which I don't remember if that's supposed to go into effect April or May. So they're going
to
start
actually. Well, it's not here yet. So they announced it at the end of March. So it's going to take time for them to grow the products and to get them on the shelves. So you have a little bit of time.
I would suggest now
start canning food, buy storable food, because it might be to a point where, unless a company is specifically advertising that they're mRNA free, you have to assume that it has mRNA in it.
Yep. And again, if this bill doesn't pass in Missouri,
mm-hmm.
about at least being made to label their food, you're not going to know. Because at the end of the day, if this bill passes, whatever the truth is in Missouri is the truth around the world. The foods they show, oh, well, this is toxic, it has the mRNA vaccine. They can tell you here, but they can't tell you over here in Idaho. But you can go online and look up all that stuff, and they'll probably have to have it presented because of that bill. So we need to have people call. It doesn't matter where you're from. We need to have people calling in everywhere saying, pass this bill so we know what's in our food. Because if not, as you said, like, we are going to need to have farms again. We're going to have to store food today. Everyone, your little garden needs to become an actual farmland.
And the average radical leftist just thinks it's funny and that we're going to lie to them.
Which we have no reason to. We're sitting here trying to actually fight for humanity. We're bringing up these stories and these cases because humanity is being messed with on such a level that they don't want to see it. And all we're trying to do is talk about it, and we're the bad guys. We're the criminals.
So here's the issue. I've asked this question. I want to know why it's okay. Well, it's not okay that if you out there as I'll say myself, I guess, or somebody like me, because I have no interest in performing this act whatsoever. But if I was to go into a store and kill people, I'd have the book thrown at me. If Bill Gates wants to kill people, then that's perfectly okay. Just get out of his way.
And he even states it in a TED Talk in 2015. Using vaccines and fertility treatments, we can lower population by 10 to 15%. And that's in a...
but if we show a video of him saying that, then we're the liars.
Right? I've actually had this conversation recently with my, I'll just say someone I know, and they got angry saying, I've told you this before, that's not what he meant. He didn't mean they're going to kill 10 or 15% of us. What they mean is that with vaccines, they can make us healthier so people have less children, which they had to go and find after I showed them the original clip. So then they had to have a reason for why he said this.
So you're going to have less children because you're healthy? I think it's the other way around.
But supposedly
people who feel they are very healthy will have more kids because they know that they're going to be around when they get old.
But supposedly the study is cited from taken from like West African countries where all these women and men have so many children because they don't know which one's going to live. So if they have these vaccines that make them healthier, then they'll able to have less children. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't think that's the way it works.
No, but people who really do not want to see, there's multiple sides to everything going on. They will come up with anything to stay under their little rock. Is it Thursday morning? What do you want to know about?
Yeah, people are just making stuff up at this point.
Oh, yeah, just, I don't know, it kind of breaks your heart to see in one way, because some of these people you talk to, you care about, you actually know they're really intelligent people, but at some point they just fell under this blanket. And that was even weird. A long time ago, I've been studying everything I'm not supposed to since I was 14. So I started out on religion, then I switched to GMOs, then I switched to cannabis, then I switched to vaccines, plus all kinds of little things in the middle. And this particular person told me, if you start studying these things in a few years, you're going to be a Republican. At the time, I was Democrat. And while I still believe in what the Democrat Party is supposed to stand for, that is not what it is anymore. So I guess to this person, I am now Republican, but actually I say I'm a constitutionalist at the end of the day.
Well, the thing is that the Democrat Party left everybody. Nobody back 25 years ago was saying we need to have abortions after the kids are born. Nobody on any party ever said, until recently, we need to let five-year-olds dance naked in strip clubs and find a way to give them dollars. We would get arrested if we got our five-year-olds dancing in a strip club.
Yeah, you'd be kicked out.
And I don't consider that a positive freedom.
No, I don't either. It's nothing but damaging to the child. Like the, what was his name? He was really big a couple years ago. He was the drag queen little kid. And they had him on talk shows.
King somebody.
He dressed as a girl, and he was just happy being a girl. And he was actually on a talk show with one of the naked drag show person talking about giving this kid Rohypnol. The date rape drug. And this kid is just zoned out during this talk show that they're doing. And I'm like, how is that legal? There's literally video proof of this child being drugged. But no, that's a better lifestyle because he's happy.
Oh, and it's liberal, so it's okay.
And what I don't get, they always want to make the argument, well, we should be free to do what we want, especially with our own kids. Okay, but you're destroying their natural body. They'll never be able to have children of their own unless you stopped by some miracle before getting them
the amazing
surgery.
Amazing Deadman or Deadman the Amazing, something like that. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, for the life of me, names always are the hardest thing to remember next to date.
So
if I don't have it written down in a pad, I won't remember in the moment. Desmond, yeah, okay. But yeah, I feel sorry for that kid, and this is back when I was more on the liberal side, I'd say, and I did believe, well, if the kid is happier, then that should be allowed. But then you also see the effects of that years later when you have this person who was transitioned from a boy to a girl at 15 years old, double vasectomy, all of that, and now in their 20s saying they were given the wrong information as a child, their hormones weren't properly checked out, the doctors didn't properly take care of them in that particular, his particular situation. He cannot go back to who he was because he no longer has the parts. His life is forever changed, and he regrets it. And no one wants to talk about the fact that trans people take their lives way more often than a lot of other communities out there. They're not an ethnicity. They're not their own species. Community is the only thing I can think of. But I don't, it's just allowed, and I don't know. It's weird. You fall into the trap of, I guess, it's righteous to want to defend this child who says they're happier in a dress than they are in jeans.
Okay.
I guess it's the only way I can describe this. This little kid's happier.
Okay, so if you want to let the kid wear a dress, you can let them wear the dress, but I wouldn't mutilate them.
No, I wouldn't either, but it becomes so intertwined, this particular conversation, that, well, obviously they're happier as a girl, so we should start them on hormone blockers now. You know what? Some people wanted to be a dinosaur when they were six. How are you going to make that happen?
Well, what if my 8-year-old is happier smoking cigarettes?
No, well, there are laws against that. My dad used to smoke when he was 9. My dad started when he was 14. My brother started when he was 9.
Hmm.
That was my sister's fault. She was a teenager and gave it to him so he wouldn't rat her out for stealing my parents' cigarettes. But, yeah, it's not right. It shouldn't be allowed. But then this kind of goes into a topic. I shared a story on one of my news feeds, and one of my friends got extremely upset and was like, why are you mad about this? And this particular story is a man who went into Target, and he's looking at boys' clothes, and every single shirt had a rainbow on it. And my friend, he is gay, he's just like, why are you mad about this? I was like, well, I'm not necessarily mad. I'm making this presented to the world like, hey, this is a thing. And he could not understand. I'm like, well, this, you're angry because there's a rainbow on all these clothes, and people are angry about that. That rainbow has a political connotation to you, as it does me and everyone else now. When I see a rainbow, I don't just think of the rainbows that happen after a storm. I always see the gay flag, which, again, I have nothing against gay people. Oh, I'm bi. But it has a political connotation. And now these are on little kid boy shirts, and none of them, not a single shirt, was normal. And then my friend had asked me, so you're stuck in the gender ideology of what normal is. I'm like, well, there's literally two genders, male and female, and what is normal? So you're telling me, like, a shirt that's just all blue, that is a normal shirt, that's gender ideology? And I was told, well, no, you're taking what I'm saying wrong. But this topic is, it is explosive when you get into it. But people are pissed about everything on every issue, and you can see it.
Yeah, but according to these people, though, anyone that considers themselves to be happy in life, though, those are the racists, because you're supposed to be angry at everything and everyone. I can't be angry all day at everybody. That's just not me.
No, it takes way too much out of you. Actually, kind of related to this topic, slightly, I was going to ask you, what do you do after you spend all day researching topics? Because I know for me, researching these things do make me angry, so I have to go and relax. And my relax is research more stuff, just different stuff.
I will say I share the news. I can prepare for my own self, but I don't dwell on stuff. Like, this is my time to discuss, and I have my show prep time, but I have so many outside projects that I can divert my attention.
Okay.
So that's why I've been successful with Barefoot is Legal, because I could dedicate energy to that. When I'm working on that, if it's not show prep time, I look at Freedomizer Radio like I'm an employee and I'm punching in and out for work. And it's my job to educate people, but I don't make it a point for 24/7 to have only one topic or one thing to think about. I want to have so many topics in my life that people can talk to me like I'm a human, because if you're just that one person that hammers one topic, people aren't going to listen to you. So I try to be diverse and have multiple things to discuss.
No, completely understandable. As you said, if you hammer on one topic, unless that person really wants to hear what you have to say about that one topic, you're not going to have much of a view. You're not, or audience, my bad.
Yeah, I run the Barefoot is Legal, of course. I do baseball card sales. I make music. Every song you hear before I start the show, that's from me. I've created those.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering, because I was like, I can't place this, but it's okay, I'll listen.
Yeah, so okay. My band name is The Rambutans. I'm a one-man band, but The Rambutans, they're on SoundCloud.
Okay.
So when people find out that you're into one topic, then you could bring them in on other topics. So it goes back and forth. When you have outside interest and people find you from one spot, then you can show them what else you do. And because they appreciate what you're doing and they found you one way, when I started Bare Face is Legal back in 2020, I was able to show people about Barefoot is Legal because it's the same concept, just a different part of the body. Whereas I would not have been able to reach those people before that.
You're not wrong at all. Although hearing Bare Face is Legal makes me think more of like the hijab and the burqa and stuff. But,
it could be. But we live through the scam wearing. And to this day, there's still people out there wearing their scams.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't remind me of it. I walk into the store thinking everything's fine, going to go buy some groceries, and this person, they were older, so they're probably more on the afraid side is how I take it when I see older people with it. And I don't care as much with them as I do younger people because it's their choice and you're not going to talk them out of anything. I've learned the hard way. But this person, not even a week ago, is in the store and they have gloves on, a mask on. Oh, my God. I'm like, they're denying themselves any type of germ. And without getting certain germs, you're making yourself more susceptible to being sick.
The COVID emergency was gone well over a year ago, and they're still scam wearing. But you realize 99.9% of people that wear scams are diehard Democrats. That's just the facts. I have nothing to lie about there. It's just everyone that wears a scam, you can ask them who they voted for. They'll tell you how much they hate Trump.
Yep. Not even that they like Biden. They just hated Trump.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is one of the weirdest ways to run politics in general. I don't like you, so this lesser of two evils, I'm going to vote for them instead. You're still voting for evil.
It's not even the lesser of evils. It's just that I hate this person so much, and even if the other guy is going to make my life miserable, I got to have my life be miserable rather than have a better life because of my president. That's how people act. They say, oh, I know that Brandon's going to put us in World War III, and we're not going to be the country that we are. We know that. But we would rather have that than to have Trump.
he makes angry tweets, and we don't like that. Like, you want, you're okay with World War III, but you're not okay with someone telling you the truth in an angry tweet. Got it. At some point, I feel like people also, it's kind of a team thing for them. I just want my team to win over yours. I've gotten that sense from a couple people. If that makes any sense.
And that scam becomes a political symbol because only Democrats push the scams.
Right. I remember when all this stuff was first going on with the MTG, like she was actually in the house making videos like, hey, if you want freedom, it's over here. And they're not wearing masks.
Right.
Like, this side of the house is free. And I laugh at that, but part of me is also sad by that. I don't know how to describe it. It's a weird feeling to go from thinking we're the most freest nation in this planet to people are willing to give up their freedom out of fear, which who was it that wanted
about
that?
I will say, Kayla, that it's no longer giving up their freedom out of fear. They have transitioned to giving up their freedom for hate. They would rather hate than have freedom.
They really would, actually. You're not wrong on that at all. And it's sad to see, but people also think that hate is their freedom. Which, in a sense, is. I can go back to, there's a technicality with this one. I'm going to say, Voltaire said, I will defend to your right to say what you want, even if I don't believe in it. But I'll defend to the death your right to say it. But
yeah.
The discrepancy in that is that they think it was actually his biographer who wrote that, not him himself. But either way, it is true at the end of the day. America, we're supposed to be standing up for each other, even if we disagree with one another, because we escaped tyranny over 200 years ago. But now, out of hate, people are going back to it.
Yeah.
Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, well, they've been conditioned that their party is so much better than the other party, and it's just that I'm not even a Republican, but at the same time, unless you're a rhino, the standard Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul, they're not trying to take your freedom away. Ron DeSantis is called a tyrant because he won't force everybody to wear scams against their will.
I really don't understand the thinking of some of these people. They are perfectly fine and okay with, as you said, calling Ron DeSantis a tyrant for supporting people's freedom. And I want to be like, didn't you learn the same stuff I did in school about how we escape a non-free situation? We escaped the British. We became free to have these choices on our own. But they really don't. I mean, as you said, it's hate. They're blinded by it. That's the only thing I can think of at this point. So what do you do outside of speaking and finding a way to maybe politically get involved? What else do you do to wake people up? So
unfortunately, I really don't think this is a solution, but whenever you get in a big argument with people and you're about ready to throw punches, anything you say can and will be used against you, and they're just going to punch you harder. The only thing you could do is walk away.
You're not wrong. The caller we just had, for instance, reminds me of one particular person I talked to where they say when you bring up one subject and then you kind of bring in another one that relates to what you're trying to say, they're like, you're using the shotgun topic or technique. It's like,
that's when I just started tuning out right there.
Yep. That's when I was starting to question some things, but trying to keep it professional. But
that's okay. You can let me be the heavy on that. That's what I'm supposed to be. I'm the host, of course, so I have to be the heavy.
Okay. But
not that I like doing it, but I'm the one that says enough's enough.
Oh, no, completely.
And I gave them a long rope, too, so it wasn't like I just cut them off.
No. But to what I was saying on that, they bring up you're doing the shotgun technique, and then they don't want to listen
They're liberal. They know it all.
It's like these things actually correlate to one another. I'm sorry you don't want to see how they correlate, but that's what I'm trying to get you to think about. Like, I don't need to change the way you think, but I do want you to at least think. Is that too much to ask?
Well, see, what we're supposed to do is shut up and let them talk, and then we're supposed to say, oh, I didn't think of it like that. You're a savior to me.
Oh, God,
that's what they're
hoping for.
So they're basically here to hear themselves talk. They're not converting anybody. They're here just to hear how they sound on a call.
Probably, especially if you're hearing yourself in the background, it means you have the radio show in the background.
Yeah, that is true. No, that's all right. Some people call just to hear themselves or to feel they're the life of the party. Even though I own the network, I've never been a hey, look at me guy. Even though I could do speeches across the country and I can get involved in many different things, I'm not the guy that has to be the life of the party. If we had a meeting where every Freedomizer host, if we all got together in the middle of nowhere, I would probably be the one talking the least. That's
just
how I am. I just like to lead my own show and help people, and that's it. I'm not worried about the spotlight. I don't care. Just like Barefoot is Legal, I'm there to do a job and to make sure that our rights are not shunned, and to get as many people involved as possible. That's what I'm there for. I'm not there to show how much better I am than anybody. I'm not better. I'm just the guy that started the business or the nonprofit in that case. That's all.
Which, in my mind, speaks to you being an actual leader. Leaders
well,
are supposed
you
to be
see
there
the numbers
to help.
And Barefoot is Legal. You're a member still. The numbers are there. It's not there because I'm stupid. It wasn't an accident.
Nope. I remember when I first joined Barefoot is Legal, I joined it because I had been starting to drive around without shoes on, and I was like, this is so much more comfortable. I feel more secure. I actually feel how this vehicle is running without my shoes on. And then my parents all got on me about, that's illegal, you can't do that. Do you know how many people get into accidents because of that? And in my mind at that time, I was just like, but people get into more accidents because of flip-flops and high heels.
Yeah.
So I joined when it's legal because of my parents.
So do they know the truth now or no?
Told them but it goes in one ear and out the other.
Oh, of course, because honestly, regardless of the topic, you are better off educating a complete stranger than you are trying to convince family of anything. Like, you could be a doctor. Like, you could be a doctor, and I'm your brother, and I will say, oh, well, I remember Kayla when she was in diapers. She was pretty stupid back then, so I don't trust anything she has to say. That's just how it is.
You're not wrong at all. I've had that feeling so often in my conversations with family. But because of COVID and a few other things, I actually have a lot of family members on my side now. And thankfully, the majority of my, all of my immediate family, none of us have the vaccine. And one of them would if it wasn't for my mother laying the law down on that one. But so I can say, because I didn't give up on that topic, at least, they actually believe what I had to say on that. But when it comes to stuff like barefoot or driving with your light on in the car, I don't know. They just push that stuff aside because different generational stuff. I don't know. I really don't. But I will say,
well,
I am.
But that's why I've been successful, though, to be honest, is that I can go out and I will spend time and reach out to many different strangers because I know the psychology behind it. It's not an accident that one of my memes got, what, 70-something million in traffic, and I've been on TV shows over it and radio shows and news, and without even me doing interviews, people have done stories about Barefoot is Legal in their newspapers and saying that we're correct. That's not an accident.
No.
And if you had a liberal running this, it wouldn't be where it is now, because I'm not, and people think I'm like mean for some reason. It's like I have a small specific set of rules, and other than that, I don't care what you do. And I don't get involved in petty arguments. It's like, well, you don't want to be here, you don't want to be here, but I'm not going to force my will upon you.
Mm-hmm.
But then I hear like stuff like, oh, he's a Trump supporter, I can't be in this group. Like,
oh,
what does that have to do with anything?
So I used to have a friend that I worked with a long time ago, and we were fine. Everything was fine, and so it came to the election. And at that time, I voted blue, not red, and they just stopped talking to me, like, completely because of that. And I was like, why can't we associate together just because we voted something different? Is it something
I will say it's second degree, because it's not first degree, because people don't watch fake news. But it's just the perception that those that do watch it can spread it out, whereas, well, we'll take the trans thing as an example. You hear these trans communities just getting loud, like you think that they're in the hundreds of millions of people, like there's trans kids all day long when you go to the hospital, that they're waiting on hospital beds. That's what you think about, like all these kids are just waiting in line. And they're, all the four-year-olds are just waiting to turn into the other gender. But it's because the Republican side, for the most part, are just a bunch of wusses. I'll give another example with the scam wearing. There are maybe, if we're lucky, and I'm rounding up, we'll say 3-5% of the public refuses to wear scams, ever. I'm one of them. I've never worn a scam yet.
So, sadly, I had to because of my job, but I didn't wear it correctly.
Well, let me finish. I'm not saying your work. I'm saying like you as a private person doing whatever. So 3 to 5% are adamant that they're not going to do this. Then you have about 30% who beg people to do this for the rest of their lives. They love the tyranny. The other two-thirds of the population, they don't like it, but they do it because they're afraid of the one-third yelling at them. So two-thirds of the public are afraid of one-third, basically. And if you're the louder group, then you win. And so it looks like there's that many more people because we, as a collective group, we believe in just, well, we'll just be quiet and let them win. It'll go away soon.
And that's how you lose freedoms, rights, everything.
Right. We're so busy caving on everything because we don't want to have an argument, and we're afraid to stand up for ourselves. And to an extent, that's why Barefoot is Legal is somewhat successful, is that I feel as though I'm giving people that voice, and when people see the group, they see that people are working towards something and not just talking about it. So I'm one of those total squares that people can set their watch to me because I'm about as clean as they come. You don't have to worry about what mood I'm in. You don't have to worry about if I'm on drugs or drinking or beating up my spouse or doing anything illegal. I don't have any of those issues. So everybody knows that there's a trust involved. There's not one person ever that could say that I did something to them on Spybook that while I could have made them angry because I'm not their political affiliation, but nobody can ever say I did anything to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right. We haven't done Mr. Broccoli Man yet, so we have to make that a thing.
What's this week's episode?
I'll get it for you. So this is with the millennials, and we were talking earlier about how people say they would rather live in poverty than to have Trump as their president. So I heard someone in a video say they would rather live in a dumpster and eat their own feces rather than have Trump as president again. So I turned that into a video.
Trump derangement much?
Oh, yeah, very much so. So when you're ready, I'll go ahead and handle business.
I'm loading it up now.
All right.
Okay.
You ready? All right.
Yep.
Okay, so this one's called Repercussions, and it's featuring the millennials. So I'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, action.
I know. It's that something darker again. I hate that broccoli person. Hey, broccoli man. Why do you have to come bother us? You Republicans are always out looking for trouble. You are just mad you white peoples will have to pay me my fat stacks for my slave reparations. California is going to demand that everyone in America pay all the black peoples in California $7.6 million a year just for being black. Then we finna negotiate an annual payment for being a trans. Yeah, we finna be rich. And you cisgendered white people are going to pay for it. I have to pay for the black reparations because I am the wrong skin color. But at least I am trans, so I will get some of that money's back.
So, how do you think everyone is going to pay this?
They said if everyone who is black gets $7.6 million a year, and then trans people get $5 million a year. Don't forget LGBTQ plus people get $4.8 million a year. Right. So if everyone gets their cheddar, it will cost every white person in America who is not gay or trans about $142,000 every year.
That is more than what the average family makes in a year. How are they going to pay that?
Who cares? You should learn how to be trans. Not my problem. Go work a second job. I don't give any F's at all.
This will bankrupt the entire United States.
What part of I do not care do you not understand? If you do not pay, then you will get arrested just like your man Trump will be.
I have asked every Democrat I can think of. What crimes did Trump commit?
Trump committed lots of crimes. That is why he is going to prison.
He should get the death penalty for all the bad things he has done.
Well, if he committed a crime, you can say what it is that he did, right? And if you have evidence of him committing crimes, shouldn't you be a key witness in his court case?
Look you something, Ducker. I don't have to do jack squat. He is guilty because he is a Republican.
We should only allow Democrats to live. Everyone else should be rounded up and taken to jail.
But that means the end to the Constitution.
I don't give an F about the Constitution.
You will no longer have rights.
That is okay, as long as Trump cannot be used as a president.
We will become a third world country.
I don't care. I would move to North Korea if it meant not having Trump as president.
We should not be arresting people just because they are not your preferred political affiliation.
Yes, we should. It means you are our enemy.
Your way of life will change with the USA being a third world country. You will have no more food.
I am prepared to eat Z-Bucks and don't see nothing. I will own nothing and I will be happy.
I would rather eat bugs than to have Trump as president.
You realize you will be drafted to go to war to fight China, Russia, Iran, and other nations?
If I get drafted into a war, I want to be sent to Florida and fight Republicans.
January 6th was the worst thing that ever happened in America. All those Republicans wanting freedom.
People that want freedom are fascists.
How is it that people that order you to get a gene therapy, wear a scam, and arrest people for being a political opponent are considered freedom-minded? Yet if you tell someone to do what they want because it is their right, they are the fascists?
Speaking of which, why are you not wearing a scam?
Did you not see any of the mainstream articles about how wearing scams make you even more sick?
I don't care. It means you are supporting Brandon if you wear your scam. You're a communist if you do not wear a scam.
We need every single baby to have their gender changed the second they are born. No baby should ever be the gender they were born.
We also need to ban heterosexual marriage. Only gay marriage should be allowed.
I would live in a dumpster and eat my own feces rather than have Trump as president.
Look, you fool. There's absolutely nothing you can say or do that would ever make me think that a Republican can live with us liberals. We are loving and liberal. You churchgoers and people that want families are what is wrong with America. You will not let us have drag queen story time and let us do lap dances on five-year-olds.
You are also against abortions and kids getting their wieners whacked off.
You are in a sick cult. No society ever allowed diddling kids and being anti-God and lived to be a great nation. We are going to go into the abyss because we turned our back on God.
We are doing great. We are getting paid for being a trans and it is okay for us to beat up people for being Christian or Republican or not wearing a scam. It is you that is not doing great because you support tyranny. Screw your freedom.
Hey everyone. We are headed for a national divorce. It is becoming impossible to live with liberals.
You can live with liberals. You just have to listen and obey us.
Anyway, do not become a radical leftist or pro-communist.
What is wrong with communism?
So, you called me a communist, and then you are defending communism?
Yes. Absolutely.
Anyway, do not be like these losers. Please get right with God. Also, check out the Proof Negative radio show. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and always keeps everyone up to date with the real news you need to know about. Check him out at freedomizerradio.com 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Look for the Proof Negative radio show and also the other shows on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
You said he is a he. He does not sound trans. I hate him already. I like to beat up cisgender people because I am loving and liberal. Now, find your scam and put it on or else we will incite more violence against you, something that cares. You need to be compliant to enjoy the freedom we will give you.
All right, so that's an episode.
And that's based on an actual conversation you've had with somebody?
Yeah.
That's
well,
scary.
Well, no, I saw a video where somebody said that they would rather... well, I've heard many people say stuff similar to that.
I have heard some things like that from people. It's hard to believe. But that is how people feel.
Yeah.
Back when Trump was in office, he's going to take us to World War III. And now, literally, we're probably a couple weeks away from it under Biden. And they're like, bring it on. It's a double standard. What do you even say about it exactly? These people, it seems like they're extremely delusional. I will say that. If they want to live in that, oh, well, as long as it's not this person, I don't care what happens. It's like detachment from reality.
Oh, wow, I got to share this.
What?
So one of my friends, Troy, in Las Vegas, sent me a picture with Drake with the hand up sign because he doesn't want to hear about the Aunt Jemima chick on a syrup bottle. But it's totally okay to have a white fake chick on a beer can.
The double standards. When did it go from a country of what you have is what everyone should have, not or have the opportunity to have, not it has to be this way or else I don't agree?
That started with Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
You're not wrong. Everyone wants to say Obama was the best president.
That's what the community organizing did.
That's what the what did?
Barry Satoru and his community organizing.
Mm-hmm. And yet, all I hear personally are people who defend Obama.
Well, yeah, Barry Satoru and his husband never did anything wrong. That's how they feel.
Mm-hmm. One of the topics in the video mentioned oh, only gay people should be able to marry?
Yeah, that's what some people are pushing, yes. Because they were banned for so many years, now they want us to be banned. When they just wanted equality, and now they want to rule.
Along the lines of what the reparations is trying to make people pay in California, with that, on top of the white privilege topic from earlier, it seems like everyone wants someone to give something up. I don't understand why everyone wants people to be different. They want them to be at a disadvantage from them. Why can it not be we actually take care of each other as humans, as humanity? Why does it have to be one loses? What happened
because
in the past?
Because it has to create division, that's why. They want people angry and fighting with each other so the 1% can come in like Captain Sabahoe.
You're not wrong, but the moment that you give up everything...
I've heard you're not wrong so many times tonight.
I'm sorry. It's my natural go-to.
You don't have to apologize, I know.
I lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
But, they come in, as you said, as like Captain Sabahoe, but they want people to give up everything to be under their system, which kind of brings me back to the current system we're under with our economy, being with the IRS and the Federal Reserve, which isn't even a federal system. It is a privately owned business. But people gave up a lot of their comforts and their freedoms in order to run on this Social Security system. Now we have to pay every year on a tag for our car, plus our license. We have to renew it. There's not supposed to be a licensing on travel, but instead of call it travel, they say it's driving. Sorry, I know I jumped from a couple things there, but all of this stuff gets mixed in, taken away, and we're fine with it because, oh, well, at least we have money so we can go and buy ourselves further into this debt slave system. If we were not in debt, to my understanding, I could be wrong on this, correct me if I am, please, if we were not as a country in debt, there would not be a single dollar in commission. No one would have money in the form of a dollar because that's based on debt.
Yeah.
I just don't see how people... I do, actually. I can see how people don't focus on it because they're more concerned with these other topics of, can my four-year-old be changed from one gender to another? Can I put this person down because I am an ethnicity of this color instead of that color? It's mind-boggling that this is what we're living through. And I know it was much, much different back when my grandparents, my parents in general, my dad was telling me the other day about how Democrats used to be the party that fought for you. And I tried to bring up to him, actually, Democrats are the ones that fought for slavery, and they're also the ones who created the KKK, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how bad Republicans were with slavery, even though they're the ones that freed them. So it's a nice little twist they've done in history.
But it was perceived for about, since the 1960s, with John F. Kennedy, he, in his short period of time, was able to give the perception of the working man and woman followed Kennedy because he was a good president and they just accepted and they got stuck there. But nobody can say now that the Democrats are for the working people. They're not. They've made that clear.
Yeah. no, but if you're a certain ethnicity or you're a certain sexual orientation.
Yeah, it's about divisive politics now, right? Whereas mm-hmm. in the 1960s, and it lasted a good couple generations, where people thought that the Democrats were for the people and Republicans were for the business, but that's flipped.
Well, at this point, I got to say, I don't see what the Republicans are for, except for a very few. All the rest don't seem to actually throw their voice in. And then the Democrats, it seems like they just want to dismantle the... They actually stated before, or right around the time Biden was quote-unquote inaugurated, that they want to change the Constitution. That should be one of the biggest threats anyone in this country has ever heard, and it went unheard by so many. And then, again, first day after the shooting, they're pushing for more gun control, and that's not even the problem.
Well, I still want to know how it is that this shooter, admittedly trans, kills people in a school, and you have all these people lining up to do a benefit concert for this trans person that killed people.
Right? Like, isn't that a slap to the face to the people who actually lost children, who lost parents, grandparents? Like, but no, let's go and have this benefit with musicians, everyone possible, for this person who committed mass genocide. Well, not mass genocide, sorry. Erase that word from my mouth. Basically just went in and committed murder.
Mm-hmm.
We are living in a backward society is the only way I can view that. I would love to hear from our audience. What do they think of that? They have to see the duality that's happening, the twisting of everything. And then this with Trump, for instance. Last night, me and my mom were watching the news, and on WLWT, they broadcasted that Stormy Daniels is going to have to pay Trump's attorney fees, which is quite interesting to look at. But then they twist it and say, well, maybe it was a clause that she wasn't supposed to talk about it, so now she has to pay for it because she talked about it. And it's like, what lengths does your mind have to go to make up these stories to try and make yourself feel right in your opinion of what's going on? Especially when someone's not even looking at the actual facts of the case.
Well, that's the people that like to argue with us. They've researched exactly nothing. And we could have spent 3 weeks working on researching something. And they'll tell us we don't know anything.
Yeah, tell us we're just conspiracy theorists. We're looking up conspiracy sites not going to say who, but one person I was talking to the other day, the same one about the shotgun thing, was basically saying people like Alex Jones are wrong, so they don't listen to anything. And I asked them, I'm like, so you haven't listened to a single whistleblower he's had on there? And this person went on to say, I saw online that he actually watched this video, supposedly, where Alex was being taken to court by his mm-hmm. wife for custody of his kids, and he said Alex Jones is a character he plays, the anger he has, for his show. And he's like, I can't believe in somebody who does that. And I'm like, in the moment on the show, he's trying to present everything to match his actual anger on the topic. You can only hold so much in before you do get angry. But if he's saying in court that this character is fake while his wife's trying to take his children, maybe there's a correlation between that. But I don't know. You only get so far, and then they shut down. They get angry. They start yelling. They walk away.
I don't think I'm Broccoli Man when I make my videos.
No, I wouldn't assume so. But when you're online, I guess it is a form of, or at least with Broccoli Man, when you're making it, you have it based on some of your actual experiences, but you're also throwing in there more dramatization to it to accentuate the actual issue. But people just want to see it as they're angry and they're wrong. So all these people who are alternative media hosts are all wrong because they're not mainstream media. And I don't get that. What happened to journalism in our country? When did it become corrupt? I mean, I asked that, but I also know that was when they installed the Mockingbird program or something, the CIA did. I think it was under, I could be so wrong. I'm not going to say the president, but I know it was back a couple decades ago where they made it weird. Government does coordinate with media programs. This is even more valid or validated by the recent Twitter file drop. Well, a couple weeks ago, but still recent. And it's not the first time media and government have worked together. And it won't be the last unless we actually do something, especially since it was Obama who made it legal, I believe, for them to actually spread propaganda to the people.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I heard typing.
It just got quiet all of a sudden. Oh, okay.
I don't know. At the end of the day, I can't sit here and say, I'm not going to listen to alternative media just because it doesn't align with what I initially thought. If I stood in that mindset back when I was starting out on researching everything, I would still be confused of even who I am, confused on what path I want. I would be confused on the stuff I talk about if I didn't actually research it. And I don't know about you. I personally try not to look like I don't know what I'm talking about. So I try and be as diligent with my research as possible. But because it's coming from a third-party site, people don't want to listen to it. And I don't understand that.
Well, that's because George Soros doesn't sink billions of dollars into it, so therefore it doesn't count.
Not just Soros. Which three families own all the media
companies
again? Oh, I
know. I'm just giving an example. That's all.
Oh, I was actually asking, was it the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, one of the R ones I know is involved? I don't think it's both. And then
The Rothschilds more or less own banks, where the Rockefellers are more influential.
Okay, so then was it the Rockefellers who influenced both our school system and our medical system in 1913?
I know that's when the Federal Reserve started becoming a thing again.
Yeah, 1912. Okay, so this does approach conspiracy land a little bit. But in 1912, when the Titanic went down, the people on the Titanic at that time, the big people, not like all the normals, but the actual big players on that boat were all against the Federal Reserve, which funnily enough, Thomas Jefferson was against central banking too. Something I just learned more recently in my search on that particular topic. I have that site. But all the people that died that could have prevented the Federal Reserve from coming into existence just happened to all be on this boat at the same time. So it's a slightly conspiracy land, but it's also true when you look at it, the like roster of the people who were on it. We have been lied to for, at this point, over a century on so many things. Another train derailed also in Paradise, Montana. 25 cars. They still have yet to report on what the chemicals are that are spilling out of these cars. And at this point, I don't know about you, but I feel like that is a, it's borderline, if not outright, domestic terrorism at this point, to me.
Oh, I strongly believe that.
This is being done on purpose. They're attacking our farmland. At least the chemicals in Eastern Palestine, that stuff's still in the air to an extent, because that stuff's still there. That's in the soil. That's in the water. Up here in Ohio, or near Ohio, they're talking about, oh, well, we just close the water valve whenever we see there's an intake of big chemicals. But how can you do that and be sure it's going to be clean now that we know these chemicals can at least stay in the ground for several years? So they're now seeping into the groundwater. They're in the soil. They're under the rocks. All it takes is one person to go kick up a rock by accident when swimming, and you're going to have more chemicals spreading again. How can you guarantee all the people who drink from the Ohio River they're safe? And that's a lot of people. You can't. And then, what is Montana the breadbasket of? I know it's not like our biggest state for growing stuff, but I am curious what's happening out there.
Well, they're just trying to ruin everything everywhere. This way you have no choice but to fall into their system.
Yeah, I saw somewhere someone mentioned they think this is going to be the push, poison everything, so they can push us into these 15-minute cities. And
that's always a side benefit, but I think it's just a matter of we're in a war, and people don't recognize that at this time.
Yes, I agree with that more so than the 15-minute cities. It could be, as you said, a side effect, just something they want, which, according to Agenda 2030, I believe it was, or 2020, something, they actually have all of our states separated into regions where they're going to move people, and it's just interesting because it gives you 100% Hunger Game vibe. And it's just
Well,
what region am I in? And then you throw in the FEMA camps we've talked about before on top of that.
That don't exist.
Yeah, they
don't
exist.
I always say that with the FEMA camps because they tell us it doesn't exist.
I'll just say allegedly from now on. But, yeah, the actual documentation on that, which stated 12, had a hidden clause of 48 in actuality. And that was years ago. Who knows what type of actual documents and bills have been passed. The one bill that they pushed through, which was like over 2,000 pages a couple of years ago. Was that Obamacare, I believe?
Yeah. Yeah, they had to wheel that out of the dolly with thousands and thousands of pages.
And they had multiple teams of people set up actually reading through different sections just to see what it had. And I, even back then, before I was more on the political side of things, I thought, that is wrong. That's how you sneak through so much legislation to take away so much from us. But wasn't super politically minded back then, more so GMOs. So I didn't pay attention to it. I'm turning off my heater. We had nice 70-degree weather yesterday and the day before, and now it's freezing outside.
Oh, well, normally it's in the high 70s to low 80s, and I think today was a high of 58 or something. But they're still telling us it's global warming.
Yeah, and that's why they subscribe to climate change now.
Yeah, because they could go any direction.
But if we actually like look back when they were talking about global warming in the beginning, what was that, the 60s? I think when it started coming up as a topic, or was that the 80s?
In the 70s, they were saying that we were going to have a serious cooling. And then in the 80s, the temperatures went up. The 90s, they went up. And then at about 96, I believe, they started going backwards.
I remember. Okay, so around back then, they, as you said, they did say it was going to go from cooling, and then they switched it to heating, and now they're switching it to global climate change in general.
Yeah. So they're no longer wrong.
And it, but it's funny because Time magazine has had on its cover both of those, the extreme cooling and the extreme heating, talking about how one day we're not going to have our beaches. They're going to be covered by water. And yet none of our beachfront property, none of it has gained any more amount of water except maybe like
Well, all you have to say for that argument is if global warming is going to ruin our properties and we're going to be more covered in water, why does Al Gore and Barry Satoro and his husband Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, why do they have beachfront properties?
That's a great question, but they're never going to see around it. They'll be like, well, they'll probably leave by time it starts to flood, which we can't actually say when that day would be if it were. Oh, and Mr. Obama, he is supposedly moving back to Africa or Kenya in, what was it, June, I believe, from the article I read. I'll have to look that one back up. And I was reading that, I think like 2 days ago I was reading that and thought that was interesting that he is supposedly going there for a year. He's supposed to be moving back. And I believe the rule is you have to live somewhere a year before you can gain citizenship in some places.
Oh, I have no idea about them.
It's just an interesting thing with all this political jargon going on with Trump. Now, that's something I want to mention earlier. With Trump being indicted, this now opens up Hillary Clinton specifically for the Steele dossier. They know she spent $1 million in campaign funds, since they're saying what Trump did with his campaign funds was illegal with paying off Stormy, or that's what they're trying to make it. Well, then we can say we know $1 million went from Clinton's campaign into the Steele dossier, and we know that that's fake. I do not remember. I think it came out in one of Durham's trials that she paid for it.
One of them. But anyway, she that particular pronoun was on an interview with Nancy Pelosi, and and once again, she talked about how real that Steele dossier was.
Yeah, but it came
out. It doesn't matter
if
they get caught. They just keep rolling with it like nobody's going to understand them.
Well, yeah, we're
already
lying.
They don't even speak in a different language. They just say it like nobody knows the truth.
Well, it's understandable they would think that way or want to think that way, because they really do not see the people of America as being able to have an intelligent thought, let alone a conversation.
Well, that's almost half of America, though, that believes that.
I don't know. I think people are starting, a little bit of that half is starting to question things, the very least. But,
which is why they're going to try and do everything fast, because the longer the time they take, the more people will reject them.
That people don't really actually question it. They just kind of accept it, which I'm just like, how do
yeah.
you just accept basically being told in a court case that the truth is she paid for the Steele dossier, but now you have someone on TV telling you, well, no, that's a lie. We're just going to continue to lie. And people believe that person over the actual court case.
Right.
I'm very confused how that happens. But then at the same time, back when they introduced fluoride into the water system,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't really known everywhere what the effects would be. Some people had to have known. It had to be the reason why it was put in. But ever since it was introduced to our water supply, there has been a fine correlation between the IQ overall dropping by 4% throughout America over the next couple of decades after it was introduced. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking we're docile and we're dumb because we're being poisoned from our food to the water to the sky to our medicine. Maybe they think we're docile and stupid.
Well, they never gave people enough reason to question our government in a long time. So that's part of it.
No, and then on the vaccine stuff, related to the not questioning the government. Government went in and just completely made a law saying, oh, well, vaccines have no liability anymore. So, yeah, I can see how they probably have done multiple things like that to cover up different things.
Well, but before the Internet, they could just do stuff and nobody would know. So now they run the risk of having their plans exposed.
Well, yeah, and that's the reason why the Restrict Act is so important to them. It'll
right.
completely I don't think I would be exaggerating.
It'll give them their power back, or at least somewhat.
Yeah, they'll try to leash the beast of freedom, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about the Restrict Act scares me. It reminds me of the net neutrality, but like on steroids.
Well, there's nothing, in my opinion, that is different between now and the Weimar Republic / Germany from 90 years ago. There's nothing different.
Well, no, we're in the build-up. If they already had our guns, you know they would already be putting us in those FEMA camps, allegedly.
That don't exist, right.
Oh, dang it. I was going to write something down to talk about all the statistics for the past, since the 60s, the different places that have taken guns away, and I forgot to do that. I was researching other stuff.
Well, let's see. There was China. There was Cuba. There was Burma, which is Laos now. Those are some examples.
I know they went in, I don't remember where, I know an indigenous tribe was pretty much completely wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
It's China specifically, they targeted political dissidents, but this all happened within a couple years of them. Even Germany took away guns before they invaded their own people.
Oh, of course.
And the topic's coming up of, well, we need to get rid of guns because these people keep shooting people. Well, A, the majority of them probably had mental disorders or things that weren't being properly taken care of. B, I'm pretty sure a good portion of them, I don't like using the word false flag. I believe these were perpetrated, and these did happen, but I do believe they were false flags in the sense of for gun grab, because every time one happens, they keep bringing up back when Obama was in office. They happened like every other month, I feel, and he kept bringing up that bill that never got pushed, thankfully,
yeah.
At least. And now it's just happening again. And it's like, you know, a long time ago when we actually taught people how to use guns, there was a lot less gun crime, and there wasn't a single school shooting, to my understanding at least. No one targeted kids back then. And now it's like free range. And they want to take away our guns instead of, say, train teachers and guards, or put in a professional, like, officer to be there who's trained to respond in these situations. Because people in gun-free zones who don't have a gun on them are sitting victims, but they're completely fine with being that victim because they don't believe in gun violence, or they don't believe in having guns. But then you're going to have this criminal come up and be like, you know what, these people are sitting ducks. And they're going to go after them. And it's what they do with every single school shooting. They're going to gun-free zones, picking their victims, killing them at will, and then they want to blame the gun, not the person.
Well, yeah, it's a tried-and-true measure. So they keep rolling the same plan until we no longer fall for it. And as long as we keep falling for the okey-doke, then right now it's all been just rhetoric for now, but wait till they get serious.
And that's what I think what's coming next is more serious attempts at taking away our weapons, which the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, one state, basically, we have the right to withhold our weapons, to have well-regulated militias, to fight against both foreign and domestic terrorists. I don't know about you, but I feel like that's, we're living in a very domestic terrorist time period.
Yeah, I think the gun grab, though, will be the only thing. Well, I'm not saying the only thing. There'll be a couple other things that people will rise up and say no. But I think the guns would be one of them. Because that's why most people bought the guns. They didn't buy the guns just to turn them in.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. I'm pretty sure a lot of people, especially in the last couple of years, are buying their weapons because they know something's coming. They feel it. Even if people don't really know it.
And when you feel something is about to happen, then that's not the time when people are going to turn their guns in.
No, and I love that. I don't actually love this. That's sarcasm. I saw a news report where this person said, oh, I'm turning in my guns because I want to be part of I want to fix the problem. And I want to ask this person and be like, wait, so you're saying you would go kill kids then? So you're turning your guns in so you don't kill kids? How are you part of the problem if you're not going to go homicidal?
We can't put words in the person's head, but maybe they were feeling a special kind of way like that, so they had to give them up.
It is quite possible, but I personally don't see you as helping the problem. I actually see that person handing those guns over as part of the problem, because they're obviously, if it was real and not something staged to promote people handing in their guns, that person doesn't understand that they just gave over the only ability they had to actually protect themselves.
We need to give the Ukraine more weapons.
Well, yeah. They're supposedly, quote-unquote, winning, even though they're not. Anyone who's actually paying attention can see Ukraine is getting their asses handed to them. Lack of better terms.
No, they're winning. You got it wrong. They're winning. Zelensky's making more money than he ever has in his life. So financially, they're winning.
I guess you're right there. But they're losing.
Yeah, who cares? It's just troops. It's the 99%. They don't matter. What matters is that Brandon is signing over fat stacks over to the Ukraine. That's the important part.
Is it wrong to say, I feel like they're legitimately looting America, sending their money to their base of operations, trying to keep it intact while it's being bombarded. And that's how I feel. Am I wrong in that assumption, at least?
No, that's exactly what's going on.
Oh. I just hit my knee. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm better. But they're coming after our weapons. They're sending money to other countries who certain people and actually have ties to these countries, whether it be Pelosi and Biden's sons are on this energy company's payout, which is weird. But whatever. Completely look over that, whatever. Then there's just on the Biden topic, it just keeps coming to mind, the Finger Lakes tattoo on Hunter Biden. How does that not give people more creeps? Random side note, side thought.
I guess I never paid attention.
Yeah, true. But we can see how these people are political criminals, and we're just allowing them to continue every day. And we get to see it get worse and worse. I don't know.
Yeah, but how many protests do you see?
Protests for what specifically? Because right now I've seen one to lock Trump up, one to free him. I'm seeing one for trans rights. I'm seeing one over here for taking away guns.
Well, other than the free Trump, you're not seeing any other protest from conservatives. You're seeing the loudmouths.
No, you're right there. And then there's no protest. And then you could talk to some people who are like, what are we supposed to do? And you tell them, well, you can get involved with your local community, because working locally does eventually have a global effect, but working locally at least promises freedom for you and yours. And these people were like, well, I don't have time to do that. I have to take care of kids. I have a job. I can't go and work in the government. And that's exactly what they want. They want it to where we don't have that free time.
I go to work. I can't protest. You don't have to do a million man march every day. I work a day job and I run a nonprofit and I have a family, but I still make a point to come on here three nights or four nights a week, 3 hours a night. So what are they doing?
They're complaining, griping.
Yeah, watching smell-o-vision.
Oy. And I'm not 100%.
My wife, I think, sold our TV tomorrow. We haven't used it in at least a year.
Nice. That is a very big step to disconnect from a lot of the programming that goes out. Which, I mean, they tell you at the end of the day, it's called TV programming, television programming. What are they programming? So, hey, at least you're all getting some extra money before everything hits the fan.
Well, and that's why I've invested in crypto and baseball cards and a bunch of other stuff. I want to make sure that I have stuff to barter with. Now I'm going to have to do more storable foods and do more canning.
Yeah, I'm trying so hard to get my dad to let me get chicken and a goat. I'm trying so hard. I'm like, let us do this. I already got it where we grow vegetables every summer. And I save seeds from every fruit and vegetable that I get, that I possibly can, to try and grow the next year. And while that will definitely help people in the long run to be able to grow their own food, okay, as you said, we need things that we can trade. We're going to be back in the barter system sooner or later, unless we want to continue on with this. Decaying.
Oh, no, they want us on the microchip system.
Yeah, no, I'll be out in the woods before that happens. I remember.
And I'll be honest,
first...
I don't think I could grow enough food for three people where I'm at. It's not going to stop me from trying, but I don't think I can. Right now, I don't have the wherewithal to feed people for an entire year. While I have a tower garden and it does produce stuff, I just can't see that I can sustain that for an entire year.
That's a scary thought, too. All the people who live out there. Water is imported to you guys, right? Like, it's not something that's naturally in the area.
We have the Colorado River and the Hoover Dam. But all that could be stopped.
And if that's stopped, a lot of people, especially in your area, are going to have a lot of survivability problems, which I'm praying doesn't happen.
This might sound strange, but even though we have the Hoover Dam out here, our water, most of our water that comes from that, a little bit goes to Arizona, but a large majority of the Hoover Dam water goes to Southern California.
That, why?
Oh, that was what was decided upon many years ago.
I kind of want to look into that just to know why they did that, because that's weird
to
me.
Well, that's been an agreement for almost 100 years, so they're not going to stop that now.
No. It's already what they do. Set in stone, basically. But that is an interesting fact. Not one I would have thought about, honestly. I think one of the best things...
So we installed a dragon fruit tree. It's a cactus. So it will survive, but the thing is that we couldn't plant it for a while because it was so cold out. Normally, the end of February is when we start doing our stuff. But now it's early April, and we're just now able to get to a point where, because just last week there was a day where the overnight low was 36 or 38 or something. That doesn't happen out here.
No, that's extremely uncommon for that area. And you guys are 2 months behind on your planting schedule?
Month and a half, I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
well, at least I am. I don't know if some people actually did stuff. And while I could plant in the tower garden, my tower garden lives on my back patio. And I have greenhouse netting around it, and I have some grow lights, but that's only going to help it with 2 or 3 degrees, if that. It's not like if the temperature is 28, it's not going to be 40. It might be like 32.
No, that's understandable. You'd basically just be putting the plants out to die.
Yeah. So I had to wait for all that.
I know for the last couple of years, been seeing the seasons, in my mind, I've always thought it's been a month off. And that would kind of verify it, at least for your area as well. But we've been unseasonably hot all winter. Normally, so this will be a little bit probably insensitive. I grew up with this term. I do apologize if it offends somebody. But normally we have this thing called an Indian summer, which...
Okay, don't worry about apologizing for stuff like that. You're on Freedomizer Radio. Nobody's going to... If somebody's offended here, it's their own choice.
True. It's not like I'm trying to offend somebody. So,
We have to get out of that mindset where everything we say is going to offend people. And I'm not saying we come out here and call people bitches and hoes or anything like that, but just for normal stuff, like you're sitting Indian style, I'm not going to stress over that.
So, growing up, again, we've had this thing called an Indian summer, which is supposed to be rare. The reason why it has the nickname in general, it's just something for us to say when it happens. But normally that just meant up until December we were warmer than usual, and then we would go into our winter where we would have snow all the way up until occasionally it could be mid-February where we would still have snow, but then we would still be cold until the end of March, roughly.
Oh.
The last couple of years, specifically this last year, we were in the 70s and 60s in the middle of December and January, and that is unheard of.
Yeah.
At least out here. And again, the colloquial term, the Indian summer, would normally only last before December, but now this year, as I said, we've been in the 70s and 60s, December, January, February, and even March, but it'll be 3 days of beautiful weather, and then we get hit with a blizzard. Like, it's extremely bipolar out here, and we are hammered with chemtrails every single day, just about. My dad, for like months straight, recorded all of them in our area over our street and all that. But you try to talk to people about how chemtrails are being used to change the climate, and they don't want to listen. They want to think chemtrails aren't real. And then you mention cloud seeding, one of the actual terms for it, and they say, well, that's different from chemtrails.
Mm.
Like, excuse you? No, it's not.
Well, you have to learn how to call them what they are so people can understand it. So I don't use the term chemtrails with normal people. I say cloud seeding or geoengineering.
I should use geoengineering more than chemtrails. I'll be honest on that. That's a good idea. But even they don't want to believe. Oh, well, didn't you say there was going to be a guest this evening in the third hour?
Oh, that's true. I don't know what happened. I guess it didn't happen. They never called in. They never even saw my message either.
Maybe they fell asleep.
Yeah, that is possible. Oh, well.
I was just asking because I looked at the time, and I'm like, oh, it's almost the end of the third hour.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Well, it would have been interesting to hear that conversation, especially over the particular topics that it is, which I still can't believe. Like, I know you probably can't explain this the way they could have, but it's on my mind since the beginning. And what if someone who's never, like none of us, I've never owned a slave, my parents never did, my grandparents never did, I don't think my family ever did. Why do people in that situation have to pay reparations to people who, A, are on the other side of the country, but, B, have never been through slavery themselves?
Because it's trendy and liberal. And, yeah, my parents, both sides of my family, came here during World War I. One fled from Italy and the other one fled from Russia with their parents. So,
your family has absolutely no ties to the slave trade then.
Right.
But you would still have to pay because you're white?
Yes. And people that moved here 12 years ago from Nigeria, they would be eligible because their skin color.
Which is bullshit. Instead of learning from the past that segregation and hate only created problems, they
want
to do that again.
They're thinking about it wrong. They want the problems.
yeah, the people in control, they do. But I just don't, I guess for me, it's, I don't understand how the person like you and me and the everyday person that we can talk to that isn't part of that system, how they can see this as okay. Just like, so they were wronged and we want to make it right. I agree with that. But why does that mean people who didn't do the wrong and people who have never lived through the wrong are getting money?
Wait until they pull the rug out. Because after we get this reparations tax, and then the people don't get paid for the reparations, then they'll say, we'll just blame it on Whitey.
Right, even
and
though
then
we
you'll
all
see
know
some stuff popping off.
Yeah, we all know that all this new tax is another way for them to fund Ukraine.
Good. I don't think we're going to be funding Ukraine much longer. I think we're going to, once we implode, we're not going to be paying anybody.
Yeah, I know it's going to be, it would be hard to sit here and ask and be like, well, when do you think that's going to happen? When do you think?
Well, we do know that the end of July, they want to move some of the currency into the completely cashless, a.k.a. the Fed now.
Yeah, I saw that. And the people who are in charge of that have even flat out stated, yeah, this is just going to give your government more control over you.
Right.
And my mind is like blowing apart in pieces. And I'm just like, so they're not going to have the title of king, queen, and noble. But that is exactly what these people are trying to become. Just under different names. Different
titles. They want to do all the damage before 2024 just in case something happens during the election.
Right, because if we're in the middle of a war, then supposedly Biden will become a wartime president. And we know under wartime law, the president stays in power.
We see what he's done to allow China to do the spy ballooning. We know what he did with Afghanistan and leaving all the stuff behind. We see him paying for an unpopular war in the Ukraine. I'm just waiting. If they draft people to go into a war before 2024, that's going to set off a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and ladies who are listening, guess what? We are eligible to be drafted in this war now, too.
Yeah, I'm out of their statute of limitations, but I don't know if that matters.
So what?
I'm out of their age range. I'm 50.
You see what they're doing over in Ukraine? You think they'll treat us any different?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that the age range is 50 is not what they're looking at right now. I'm not saying they can't change that. I'm just saying that as of right now, age 50 is not eligible to be drafted.
And I wonder if people who are older, if a draft is to start, would they even stand up and say anything if it doesn't affect them?
That's a good question. But you could have somebody my age, and I have two kids that are age, 21 and 19 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking how old they are. Yeah, they're 21 and 19. So even if it doesn't affect me, it affects my kids.
When did they get rid of the draft? Was that around for World War II, or was that taken out before?
That was the Vietnam War.
So it was still around for Vietnam?
Oh, yeah. People went to war. That was why the hippie movement became such a big thing. Because those were the people that refused to go to a war. They couldn't believe it. And they were considered anti-American because they refused to go to war when they were called upon.
Which, no, I think they practiced the most American right of all, and that's pursuit of freedom, liberty, and happiness.
And those same people that were classified as hippies back then are the same ones that are endorsing Brandon.
Right? It's so mind-boggling to see this. I wonder what actual vets think of everything that's going on. I would love to hear from a vet on this topic. Would those who went through the draft still say, well, I went through it, so you have to go through it and be okay with it?
You might have some of that. Or they might say this is different.
I would hope. I've heard and seen a couple that who have stood up and said they see the government is going after its own people. So I do have hope that they see what's going on.
Yeah, but no country is going to save us right now.
No, all we've been doing for the last, the last 60, 70, 80 years has been nothing but war after war after bombing from us.
Yeah, but, we had 4 years of no war.
That's true.
Trump was the only president during that time frame that didn't start a war.
No, he was actually working on bringing our boys home, and then Biden finished it, but I think it was done that way on purpose to give that stuff to the Taliban.
Yeah.
The only thing you can think at this point, because who does that? Who takes out the soldiers before the civilians?
But if you think about it, there's so many things that were done wrong that it's no longer a coincidence. It's not feeble Joe. It's taking orders, Joe.
Yep. And then in one of Trump's most recent speech, not the one at Mar-a-Lago, about the indictment, but the one previous, he flat out states the deep state is real, and they're either going to get us or we're going to get them.
Yeah.
So people either see this stuff is being done on purpose, or they're just not going to, and then they're going to be in for a world of the rudest awakening possible when their houses start getting bombed because they didn't want to pay attention.
Or they hated Trump so much that it didn't matter back then, but it does now. You're going to have those people.
Yeah, the ones who have flipped and they actually support him now, or are you talking about the other way?
Yeah. I wouldn't say they support him. They can't believe that Brandon would do that to us. You're going to have those people. But Brandon was fucking liberal. I don't know why he would do that to us.
Oh, my own grandmother would be one of those people who would not be able to believe that. I've known Biden since he first came on into the scene. Mm-hmm. He is a good man. He's always fought for freedom. Excuse me? This man lied. He was discovered for lying about a lot of things, including his schooling, back when he first came out into politics.
Right. Yeah, they used to make fun of him on the Johnny Carson show and stuff because he was a serial liar.
Yes, everyone knew, at least I thought, this was someone that would never be taken seriously. And it's the complete opposite. It's like these people are in love with him no matter what he's doing or says, or the persona he gave off and that red speech he did. You can't scream communist as loud as he did in that. Or even not even communist, but totalitarian. Dictator. And at the end of the day, he's just a puppet.
I don't know what you call it, to be honest. It's just an order taker from Xi Jinping and Barry Satoru. Or anybody, really. He's just an order taker.
I can't get over the day that shooting happened. He came down for the press conference and said, I'm just here for the ice cream, and I've got a refrigerator full upstairs. Yeah, he's just an order taker, and he's acting like a complete buffoon. And people take it seriously.
And that's why all these countries are leaving the U.S. dollar, because they're embarrassed.
And I can't blame them.
Some of these countries can't stand to see us killing ourselves.
Meanwhile, others are like, yes, yes, do it faster so we can take you to land. Don't we kill it?
Yeah.
I don't know. At the end of the day, we have to say we are living in a matrix. A lie.
Living in what?
A matrix, basically. A lie that's being presented to us every single day on TV. So we believe in that lie. We believe in so hard that we lose who we are. I would actually like to go around and interview people and just ask them, be like, what can you tell me about the Constitution?
But there's people that believe that the Constitution is over 100 years old, so we no longer should follow it.
Yeah, and those people are wrong. Well, it's over 100 years old. Maybe we could change some of the language to be more inclusive of today's people. But outside of that, no, that document is there to represent the freedoms and the rights that every person on this planet has. But they only have those rights here in a way they don't have anywhere else, or else you wouldn't have people vacating Russia or Germany. You wouldn't have people coming from Cuba, from Spain, from Italy. You wouldn't have these people escaping.
Yeah, America is the most racist country ever. That's why I want to move there and be part of them. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, it's one of the biggest culture pops in the world. And you have people from everywhere. And then I really don't understand how we've been so easily fooled, indoctrinated, gaslit, basically.
And we just accept it.
I really do pray for our country every single night. I pray for humanity, to whatever deity there may be that's listening. And I don't know. Sometimes there are days when I have hope, because I've been seeing so many videos of people who've been injured from vaccines telling unvaccinated people, keep it up and I wish I was you.
Well, we ran out of time, unfortunately, so we'll have to do it again another time here. But thank you, Kayla, for being here. We appreciate having you. Everyone else, I'll be back Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just a negative show here, but until Monday, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can get fit. 9 a.m.